there. Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox. That's Ben Olson. Together, we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Priscilla.
Hi, Ben and Nathan! Exclamation point. I'm a recent Demon subscriber after watching one of your podcast videos on YouTube. Oh, all right. Great. Welcome to the team. I really like the raw feedback you give to people, so I wanted to hear what you guys recommend to keep improving my score. I had been studying on Seven Sage for about a year on and off, semicolon. My diagnostic score was a 134. After that year, I have been able to improve my score to a 153. I have only taken 6 practice tests during all of this time of studying for the LSAT. Roughly, my score breakdown is as follows. Reading comp, minus 12. Logic games, minus 14. Logical reasoning, minus 12. This, of course, are my averages. During timed sections, I am able to score minus 5 on logic games. Okay. And when I review the games, I am able to complete and understand the 4 games thoroughly. Semicolon. The same goes for the reading comprehension section. During practice tests, I feel like the issue really is the timing. And from what I hear from your podcasts, I know you guys hate timing strategies. How can I improve my performance on practice tests? What are the knowledge gaps that I need to cover in order to increase my score into the 160s?
We don't know what you don't know. That's why you have to ask specific questions.
Yeah. The knowledge gaps are going to be buried in the individual questions that you attempt. And when you do a question and you get it wrong, or you get it right and you don't understand why it's right, that's a knowledge gap. And you need to do everything you can to understand how all the dots connect. Why does that passage make sense? Why does the correct answer make sense? Why does the wrong answer not make sense? If you can do that, then you've closed the knowledge gap a little bit, and then you go to the next question. And if you keep doing that over and over and over again, you are going to make a lot of progress and close a lot of gaps.
Yeah. Use the ask button, Priscilla. Always be, if you're not 100% sure about a question, you need to use that ask button and make sure that the team can help you get to full understanding. If you're a Demon Live subscriber, you got to come to class and ask questions in class, you know, specifically, hey, this one gave me a hard time. Why am I not seeing it here? That's the question you've got to ask. Students always tend to ask questions that are at too high of a level. We need to get more granular with it and just ask detail specific questions about real LSAT, individual LSAT questions. I'm a bit confused here, Ben. Does it read to you that she's doing better on her timed sections, it seems like?
Well, that's, I mean, what she it says, sounds like, right? During timed sections, I am able to score minus 5 on logic games. Whereas during the tests, it appears to be minus 14.
14.
It's a big difference. It seems like you're giving the test way too much respect or deference.
But weirdly not doing it during the timed sections. Like, what are you doing during the timed sections? Do that on your practice tests. Like,
I know what she's doing. She's thinking about the whole thing in front of her. She's running a marathon from start to finish at the beginning of the marathon, as opposed to, I'm going to run the next 15 minutes, then I'm going to run the next 15 minutes, then I'm going to run the next 15 minutes. I have to run 26 miles. Well, geez, forget this. Check out.
Yeah, you're on mile 1 and you're like, oh man, how am I going to feel on mile 26? This is going to be tough. It's like, well, let's worry about mile 2.
Yeah.
That is bizarre that you're doing so well on a timed section, minus 5 on games, but then minus 14 when you do a timed section in the broader context of a full test. I mean, yeah, that makes no sense. So whatever you're doing on your practice sections, you need to try to take that into your practice tests. She's worrying about her score, probably, you know, like, oh, this is the determinant of my whole life and I have to do this and I want my family to be proud of me and all that. And it's like, yeah, but that's not helping you answer this question correctly.
Yep. Refocus. come back to the question. Cool.
Thank you, Priscilla, for writing in. Welcome to the Demon. I think we're going to help you a lot. Thanks for, you're doing the right things. I mean, asking questions is what it's all about. So keep asking questions, but just try to make them more granular if you can. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.